John, that's 239-5646.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We should be changing our laws and building the wall. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted the morning after rallying his base in Duluth, Minnesota.
Democrats put illegal immigrants before they put American citizens. What the hell is going on?
That was hours after he signed an executive order to stop separating kids from parents. He still wants prosecuted for coming here illegally, though it's not clear if the administration can get around a ruling that children can't be detained for more than 20 days.
No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
That was what they chanted at a protest outside the rally last night.
We're a nation of immigrants. We should be welcoming of immigrants, refugees, people that are trying to find a home.
Well, Democrats worry there's no process for reuniting kids and parents already separated. Republicans are working on a more permanent fix.
None of this reflects well on Congress or the administration in terms of our inability to solve the problem, so we need to step up and do our job.
GOP Senator John Cornyn and House Republicans plan to vote on two separate bills today on immigration reform, but Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says there's almost zero chance either can become law. The president's considering reorganizing some of the government. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
As part of a broader reorganization of the federal government, the White House is reportedly set to propose merging the Labor and Education Departments. Streamlining the executive branch has been a long-time conservative goal. The Education Department is already one of the smallest government agencies, employing just 3,900 people, and its workforce has shrunk by more than 10% since President Trump took office. The proposed changes would still require approval from Congress, but it isn't clear that lawmakers have the appetite to undertake such a major reorganization. Dave?
John, security is tightening at Florida's busiest airport. Orlando will be the first in the nation to require a face scan of passengers on all arriving and departing international flights. Privacy advocates worry about the implications. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A week after President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un, a new AP poll shows 55% of Americans now approve of his handling of relations with North Korea. Though most don't believe Kim is serious about giving up his nuclear weapons. The president does, and said last night it was a great meeting and that Americans lost in the Korean War are already being returned.
We got back our great fallen heroes, the remains. In fact, today already 200 have been sent back.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has long denied allegations of corruption. Now his wife is in trouble.
Israel's Justice Ministry says Sarah Netanyahu has been charged with fraud and breach of trust. She's accused of using state funds to order hundreds of meals worth more than $100,000 to the Prime Minister's official residence while falsely claiming there were no cooks on staff. A government employee has also been charged. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the allegations against his wife absurd and unfounded. He is also facing police investigations into alleged corruption. He denies wrongdoing. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Philadelphia Phillies fan has a black eye after she was taken out at the ball game.
Kathy McVeigh was at a Phillies game Monday night when she was taken out by a flying object.
I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
Getting it in the face when the team mascot, the Philly Fanatic, rolled out his hot dog launcher and sent a duct-taped Frank flying in her direction.
It just came so fast and it just hit me.
McVeigh, sitting near home plate, was suffering from a shoulder injury, so she couldn't swat it away. She had to leave the game to get checked out at the hospital. Turns out she has a small hematoma. The Phillies apologizing, offering her tickets to any game. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down. The Dow has dropped 8 consecutive trading days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by country financial agent Jessie DeHaan. She's at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. Call Jessie DeHaan for all your insurance needs. 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The first human West Nile case of the year has been reported in the state. The Chicago Tribune says the Chicago woman is in her 60s and became ill in mid-May. Experts say this year might be a particularly rough one for mosquitoes, with a wet spring followed by recent high temperatures. Last year, the state reported 90 human cases of West Nile and 8 deaths. A dialysis center is going into the former Ryan space in Champaign. The News Gazette says DaVita Dialysis may open by the end of the year in the space at 1004 West Anthony Drive. Ryan's closed in March of 2016. DaVita has a location on University Avenue that will close. Country music star Chris Young is coming to the State Farm Center on October 27th. That concert also will feature Dan and Shay, Morgan Evans, and DJ Silver. Tickets go on sale June 28th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jessie DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service looks like rainy today
and tomorrow and the next day, yeah. Especially in the morning as we get into the weekend. Today's high at 80, down to 64. 74 as we're well into summer, down to around 62. It's so wild that we had last weekend mid-90s, and now that summer has begun, we're in the mid-70s. Morning showers could come our way Saturday with a high 76. Currently 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Stephanie Pratt, the Realtor, the Rocks, Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group, and ESPN giving you a chance to rock out with the 2018 80s Rock Concert Series. Listen to Tay and Karp. You'll have a chance to qualify by texting in the word ROCK, 359-2255. You'll be taken to this concert, which will be at Northerly Island in Chicago, Whitesnake, July 11. Thanks to Larry's Limousine Service for providing transportation. Stephanie Pratt, Realtor the Rocks. Listen to Tay and Karp, your chance to qualify. And don't let the summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. Cardinals host the Reds the weekend of July 13th through the 15th. Great giveaways all weekend long, including Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glennon's Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now. Cardinals.com/promotions. Good to talk to our parenting expert. Always a pleasure. Harry Harrison Jr. How are you, Harry?
Hey, Stevie. How are you doing?
Great. Summer officially today. Longest day. Then the earth starts tilting back toward winter. Oh, boy.
Then it gets hot.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some safety tips that we might know but have forgotten about when you're talking about kids in summer?
Okay, well, so the first thing is don't overreact. It's just summer. It's a natural thing of growing up. Kids have summer. You don't want to, like, shelter your kids and be afraid of the outside, not let them outdoors, and keep them inside on the computer. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. But, you know, just use common sense. If there's they're going to be riding their bikes, good, push them out and ride their bikes, neighborhood, put a helmet on them. And a helmet wouldn't hurt if they're taking up roller skating or skateboarding. If there's a pool around, my goodness, you always want an adult where there's kids in a pool. Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to fence that pool off. Another thing is that, you know, we have this big thing about sunburn right now and applying 50 SPF suntan lotion. I wouldn't get worked up about that. I mean, if you throw something on, fine. If they get a little sunburn, fine. We're not looking to solve the world's problems with suntan lotion right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can overreact. You know what the what vitamin every American needs?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D. And so we're so busy blocking out the sun that now we have to take vitamin D as a supplement. Mm-hmm. So a little sunshine in. That's okay.
Are we a little overprotective as parents these days?
Oh, a little. We're afraid to let kids out on their bikes. We're afraid to let, you know, kids walk home from school. But this is summer. This is the time for a kid to be a kid. And, you know, let them be on the playground. Maybe they skin their knee. It's okay. It's part of growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to know where they are. So set rules and set boundaries. Mm-hmm. You want to know what's going on at other parents' house. You want to know what the rules at other parents' houses are. Is their parent always home when the kids are home, that kind of thing. You know, and if you work, you certainly want to decide on the judge the maturity level of your child. Are they old enough to stay home alone? Do they understand what phone numbers call in emergencies? Do they understand right and wrong and, you know, don't start fires in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So
what's the number? Harry, we remember going through this. What's the number when a child can stay alone? Is there a definitive age where you say?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's more what is the age of maturity mm-hmm. of a child? So if they're like 13 or 14 in terms of maturity, then yeah, they can probably be home alone. But if they're like 11 or 12 or younger than maturity, I wouldn't leave them home alone. No,
it's always a judgment call. You never know because
it's like, are they old enough to be a babysitter?
Yeah,
are they mature enough to be a babysitter?
Okay,
I think at that point, they're good to go home alone. Just be sensible about it. Let them have fun this summer. Don't keep them sheltered. Don't keep them indoors because I think, you know, there's more dangers on the computer right now.
Yeah.
I really believe that than there are outdoors.
We all know we're doing way too much indoors on video. Uh-huh. I mean, parents just have to say, you got an hour, enjoy it, but then you got to go out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My mother used to put me outside. I mean, we pushed our kids outside. Go play. Don't come back till dinner.
How about odd jobs and chores? Should we be more of an enforcer during the summer and keep a little bit of a routine on you got to get this done for 20 minutes and then you can go outside for, you know, the rest of the hour kind of thing?
Gosh, that's a great, great question. Yeah, absolutely. If your children are old enough to start doing odd jobs, you know, start doing chores around the house, you don't want to let slack that up. You want to keep them doing it. You know, I mean, maybe if they're old enough, they're more in the yard. As part of their chores.
Yep.
If they're old enough, they're playing the swimming pool. If they're old enough, they're washing dishes and cleaning the house. This is not the time to back off chores. This is the time, you've got chores, let's do them. You don't have to go to school, so let's do them. And then go outside.
FearlessParenting.com, FearlessParenting.com. Harry Harrison, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
813 ESPN 93.5. And there's no question, we might be a little overprotective, but then again, we hear all about predators and unmarked vans, and you can't let them walk.
I know it.
Listen, so I'll blame media for illuminating so many bad people.
Well, and to me, it's all about communication. If you are worried about predators, have a conversation with your kid that it could be out there and have a code word. If someone says, hey, your mom told me to pick you up, say, what's the code word?
No, don't get in.
Well, I know
Ever.
That.
No, mom would never send somebody in a van driving close to you.
I mean,
you'd never send somebody.
I'm kind of a raised by the village gal.
Yeah,
and
but not the village.
I know a lot of people.
Village
and
changed when the creep came in town with his van. I would say
I'm
no.
I'm just saying, we have a code word. And the person that I send to pick my kid up, if that were to happen, which it hasn't yet.
You'd never send somebody unfamiliar to the child to pick him up.
I think that's probably correct.
I'm sure it is.
I'm just saying, you need to have these conversations with your kid to empower them. And, you know, if there's fights on the playground, I tell my kids, time to duck out into the bathroom. I say,
get away from all that stuff.
Exactly. You know? Step out.
Coming out of the Cub Cardinal game, there was fisticuffs.
Exactly.
And one of our guys was firefighter and ready to jump in.
Uh-huh.
His wife dragged him away.
Right. Time to just move on.
Yeah.
Let somebody else deal with that.
All right. We're going to check your sports headlines coming up at a quarter after.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has is your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right. ESPN 93.5 sports headlines at 8:15. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J.
Well, we're needing to check the developments on Michael Wacha since he left with that oblique strain in the fourth inning. Yadier Molina homered twice yesterday, but Phillies ended up winning 4-3 in the end. You heard the action here on ESPN 93.5, and you will as they start up the series against Milwaukee. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Philadelphia, Odubel Herrera hit a seventh-inning home run. The Philly bullpen made that stand-up as the Cardinals went 1-for-8 all told with runners in scoring position, and the Phillies won 4-3.
But the Cardinals lose Michael Wacha. That's the big story of the game. He was only able to go 3 2/3 innings, left with an oblique issue. We hope that he's going to be able to recover quickly, but the Cardinals bullpen did a nice job. Unfortunately, the Phillies won another close game in Philadelphia.
All three one-run ball games, and the Phillies took 2 out of 3. Santoy Balala gave up the home run. He was tagged with the loss, but Brett Cecil and Greg Holland looked good.
All of them looked sharp other than Tui, although he didn't pitch that badly, just gave up that home run. But Mike Myers was good again, so really the bullpen is trending upward for the Cardinals.
Now the Cardinals face the first place Milwaukee Brewers tonight. On the mound, it's Carlos Martinez. Airtime at 6:15.
Javier Baez, a great game yesterday. A couple of doubles, a triple, a steal, and he's part of this Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp, July 19th, and your deadline is tomorrow as we choose a winner. Chicago Cubs star second baseman Javier Baez involved with Pro Camps Worldwide and Welch's Fruit Snacks as you nominate a first through eighth grader at ESPNCU.com. And Chicago start up a series against Cincinnati. You'll hear the action tonight on US 105.9. A great game from Corey Kluber yesterday. Cleveland wins 12-0 over the Chicago White Sox. They've got a series starting up against Oakland. On to the College World Series. Haven't hit yet. Arkansas over Texas Tech, 7-4. Oregon State eliminates North Carolina, 11-6. We've got a game today, Florida and Texas Tech. Also, World Cup action, Portugal over Morocco, 1-0. Uruguay over Saudi Arabia, 1-0. And Spain over Iran, 1-0. And we've got more action today. In fact, Denmark was leading Australia last I checked. Congratulations, Michael Massey, our second baseman for the Illini. Only one error. In fact, he went, I think, 60 games without an error. 996 on the fielding percentage. Michael Massey got the Golden Glove Award. He was a nominee earlier this week. Congratulations to him. And the NBA draft has the Phoenix Suns with the number one pick. Bulls get number 7 and 22. Pacers up at 23rd. So hopefully our favorite NBA teams will come out in a good way.
Yeah, and generally they're a little more familiar. The NFL draft is like, huh, who is it? Basketball, usually the guy played at Duke and North Carolina. Oh, yeah, a little more familiar. And it's obviously much, much less. There's two rounds, and good luck if you're in the second round. I mean, it's just not a lot of spots. A lot of these 22-year-olds go into these camps trying to take a 30-year-old man with a wife and two kids and take his job.
Right.
Generally, it's not. They don't like that. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, looking rainy today. We've got a high 80, 64 our low tonight, 90% chance of showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high of 74 down to 62, 76 the high on Saturday morning rain, partly cloudy Sunday, high 81. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, value check tomorrow. Let me give you a little more details about that here in a moment. I'm going to call Andy over at Value Check in a minute here and talk about tomorrow's broadcast. where we're selling milk for a dime. 4th of July is 2 weeks away. A week from this coming Wednesday? Man, 4th of July. And Tolona Fun Day is a week from Saturday. Come on, man.
That's right.
820 ESPN 93.5. We'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back.
Business Network. Markets in the U.S. are on track to open lower as tensions about trade escalate. China is accusing the U.S. of trade abuses and threatening to use a combination of measures to combat President Trump's threats to slap tariffs on an additional $200 billion of Chinese imports. AT&T set to unveil a $15 a month video service. Watch TV will be offering a skinny bundle of channels to try and get back some of the millions of cord cutters who dropped cable and satellite television. And what about this? Liberals drink more lattes. Researchers from the Annenberg School for Communication spoke to 1,500 Americans about their coffee preferences and found that liberals drink more lattes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Buy a Zeepa and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zeepa.com, buy a Zeepa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Come on, let's get things going, people. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zeepa.com, buy a Zeepa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com.
822. You need a vehicle? Honda BMW in Champaign, the official provider of the vehicle for Miss Illinois 2018, my daughter. And it's a beautiful white Civic. Ben Quattron, community guy, local guy, has done amazing things with this, and he says it's all about his team. And he's right. He's got great people. Honda BMW, they're the President's Award-winning winner, making them a top 10 dealer for Honda in the country. And it's off Neil at Burr Washington Savoy. Find out what a top 10% dealership looks like. DriveChampaign.com online, and it is a terrific place. If you've never driven a Honda or BMW, I invite you to do so. I think you'll love it. DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. 4th of July, less than 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah.
Did I see Val Coble driving a fabulous-looking blue convertible yesterday?
Yes, you did, with the top down.
Oh, yeah.
What, Val, you looked 45.
Well, you got to play the game, you know.
You looked really cool. You looked great in your vehicle, buddy. I saw you at... Where was I? Downtown near the post office. I think I saw you on Neil.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, you're kind of a celebrity-looking guy. That's what you look like. Val Coble's been a volunteer for the July4th.net group for a long time. Thank you for
your Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
Yep. Thank you for your community service, my friend. So still looking for donations, correct, to 5K. We got a parade that's coming up a week from Wednesday. Unbelievable.
There's one thing, Stevie J. I would like to thank all the sponsors, the corporate sponsors, because without them, we could not do this. They are really a big part of our program. And also another thing that a lot of people probably don't know is parking is really a premium around the stadium there for the fireworks. And if they send us $100, we'll send them a parking pass and a tent VIP pass. So that's a pretty good deal.
The shuttle ride is so much fun. The whole Champaign County Freedom Celebration Committee has these golf carts that they have, and they decorate. And then when you park in the State Farm Center parking lot and then go over to the lot to enjoy the fireworks and nickel and dimes, it's just fun taking those golf cart shuttle rides. My son Aiden loves it.
Yeah, they do. We have a good time with it, and then And, you know, a lot of people really appreciate it. And then it's sweet. We try to do everything we can to make them happy.
Okay. We really want to tell people, though, that if they have an extra $20 bill or can write a check, we'd appreciate that, right?
That's exactly right. Send it to the post office box, 452. And another thing is, we're 25th anniversary for our 5K. I can't believe it's been 25 years. Unbelievable.
And you're honoring veterans, veteran salute, and theme, of course, Garrett Anderson, honored as Grand Marshal, a great veteran.
Right. Salute to veterans.
Yeah.
Salute to veterans.
Yeah.
Come out and wave your flag.
Well, and we're still hoping, and I'll call you. I'm hoping that Grace can be in the parade. I think she's going to be in town. She would love to be in her hometown 4th of July parade. Normally, they're down in St. Louis. But I think she's home, so I'll let you know. I'd love her to be in it.
Okay. If she has some time, we can work her in. I mean, if she has to go someplace or something, we can try to work that out.
I appreciate that. And, of course, you've traveled with Grace, so you've been to South America with our kids.
Super gal.
Little girl back
all
then. All right, buddy, listen. All right, again, it's July 4th, the number 4, July4th.net, box 452, Help the Freedom Celebration. Val Coble, great guy. Appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you very much, Stevie and Diane. Very good.
You bet. Talk to you soon, my friend. So tomorrow we'll be at ValueCheck, Cost Plus Food, North Mattis. Turn left on Glen Park Drive. The manager is Andy Burwell. So, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a heck of a day, I hope.
Your milk guy okay? I heard he heard us talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, we brought in a ton of milk on Wednesday, so it's we're loaded up and ready to go. I've got a trailer full of milk and eggs, so
yeah.
I think we're ready.
Here's hoping. I have no idea. We've never done this.
Right.
This is unprecedented.
You're telling me.
Well, and there is rain in the forecast, but we can make it happen either way.
It's not snow.
I know.
It's just rain. It's okay. Anyway, we're hoping.
Why they make umbrellas?
Listen, I've been talking about ValueCheck. I mean, the 8-foot aisles, the carpet. I mean, you've got a way wide selection. It really is an impressive store. By the way, have you noticed that you're out of yellow ice a lot?
I have noticed that lately. I've got to talk to my supplier. I think I've got this guy that keeps coming in and buying it all the time.
I buy all the coconut pineapple. That's Grace's favorite. So I buy all the coconut pineapple. The ice drink is a carbonated. I think you have it on the shelf for 74.
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free, all the good things. It's Sugar Buster approved, and it's 74 cents each. I think right at the aisle there. Anyway, it's like an end cap. That's where I know where you live now, buddy. I know where you live. Okay, so it's just no matter what happens, and if two people come or 200 people come tomorrow, they're going to see your store and they've heard about your store because it is unique. Tell me your philosophy again.
So what we are, it's called Cost Plus Food, and what that means is just kind of like it sounds. It's customers pay our cost, which is, you know, the cost of the goods and, you know, whatever labor it takes us to get it there. And then you guys pay 10% out the door, or 10% fee at the checkout to get you out the door. So it just kind of takes away some of the mystery as to how much you guys should be paying for groceries.
Yeah.
If we ever get, you know, any kind of deals, you know, it is just kind of our mantra that we always pass that savings on to the customer. We don't take, you know, extra high margins, and make extra margin on it. So it's a really neat concept.
Well, plus I say you're very comparable from my experience to Ruler and Aldi, but you guys bag it, and I do like that. I mean, I really like that.
Yeah, me too.
It's all ready to go and
bag
for.
Always forget
my bag. No, and plus it's just easier. So it's and plus a wider selection. It's a big store, and you're proud of your meat. You're proud of your meat section, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we cut all our meat in house. It's not prepackaged or anything. Our beef is USDA Choice Angus beef. You know, it's as good as you're going to find out there. So it's all high quality stuff. You know, we don't sacrifice quality. That's one thing that is a common misconception. You know, it's, our quality is still excellent. And we have a, you know, kind of another different, you know, point of differentiation between some of those other people you mentioned, you know, is the variety. We have a ton of national brands.
A lot of stuff.
That's great.
We got it.
No, I really, truly like your store. I come quite often, and again, the yellow ice tends to disappear when I leave. So anyway, we appreciate you stocking that, Andy. And tomorrow we will be there, and people can buy 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for a dollar, correct?
That is what we're doing,
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Andy, what were you thinking?
I can't really take the credit. I got to give it to Steve.
Yeah,
you're the one that kind of pitched it to me.
Yeah,
At first, I thought he was crazy.
Yeah, he did. Listen, buddy, we'll see you in the morning. I'll be there about 6:30 to get her set up, put the van out front, the whole deal.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, buddy. See you in the morning.
We'll see you guys later.
Andy Burwell, manager at Value Check, where we'll sell
1914 Glen Park Drive
off of North Mattis. Mm-hmm. Milk, a gallon of milk for a dime, a dozen eggs for a dime. Tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. only. Wow. 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says a legislative fix should follow his executive order ending the family separation policy for illegal immigrants. The House considers 2 immigration bills today. One's considered a compromise.
It not only solves the child separation issue at the border, it also solves the border.
House Speaker Paul Ryan pointing to DACA provisions and border wall funding. A more conservative proposal is also expected to get a vote, but it's not clear if either can win 218 votes. And the Senate is hammering out far more limited proposals targeting only the issue of family separation.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. The president on Twitter says that he's looking forward to a trip to South Carolina Monday to campaign for Governor Henry McMaster. He joked at a rally last night in Duluth, Minnesota, about his opponents being called elites.
Why are they elite? I have a much better apartment than they do.
Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Something new to think about when you fly. The Transportation Security Administration has announced travelers who try to carry more than 12 ounces of powder onto their flight will face additional screening at TSA checkpoints. The TSA is asking all travelers to check any powder of more than 350 milliliters. That's about the size of a 12-ounce soda can. A dialysis center is going into the former Ryan space in Champaign. The News Gazette says DaVita Dialysis may open by the end of the year in the space at 1004 West Anthony Drive. Ryan's closed in March of 2016. DaVita has a location on University Avenue that will close. A real estate broker says the building is leased for 15 years with options, and the dialysis center will be a state-of-the-art facility with plenty of on-site parking and great internet access. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
With a certain level of success, you earn a benefit of the doubt. What is it? 5 titles over 2 decades? Multiple superstars? Relying on different star players to win titles at different times throughout your lifetime as a franchise? Earn some benefit of the doubt. If you're asking, did the Spurs do this to themselves? Did they alienate Kawhi? Nah. I'm going to trust that the Spurs didn't do this to themselves. In the same token, by the way, that when I read that, in fact, the New England Patriots did call around about trading Rob Gronkowski, they did make calls to supposed trusted teams around the league. By the way, who's that? The 49ers? The Titans? The Texans? And how trusted are they, by the way, if it's all getting out? But if the New England Patriots did entertain trading Rob Gronkowski, guess what? I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Summer road trip season is about to begin, and among the many ideas of where to go, you know you want to catch your favorite baseball team away from home. While the lucky cap, well-worn t-shirt, and road snacks make the checklist, don't overlook the most important part of your trip, your tires. That's why you need to add a trip to Goodyear.com to the list. Goodyear strives to make tires that go further, longer, and bring you what's necessary to get the most out of your driving experience. So when it comes to choosing tires, choose right at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Kind of rainy start to our day, and there's a chance of showers throughout. We've got a high 80 expected and 64 our low tonight. 74 the high as we wrap up the week tomorrow, down to around 62. Chance of rain 90%. 20% shot at showers, especially early Saturday. Otherwise, some clouds and a high 76. Sunshine Sunday, high 81. 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Mayor of Champaign is Deb Frank Finan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So you went to mayoral conference?
I did. I was in Boston at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So always an interesting time.
You have a secret handshake for things like this?
No, but they do give you this special badge. So the mayors get to go places that your spouses don't get to go sometimes.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
The big city mayors, they all have, Secret Service kind of stuff. Not so much from Champaign, but when you walk, by the Boston mayor with police chief next to him and all of that.
Yeah, there is that pretentiousness still out there. I'll never forget when George Ryan, and I was never a fan, he walked down the walk to come in for a radio interview and Penny for Your Thoughts for a whole hour. He had he was lieutenant governor. He was not governor. He was lieutenant governor. He had five people surrounding him and left his car running the whole hour so it'd be cool when he got back in. I was going, aren't we important? Anyway, it's Mayor Deb Frank Finan. I was talking with Mayor Diane Marlin last night. I was actually out, which is a little shocking.
Stevie was social in downtown Urbana.
Yeah. Thought maybe you were getting ready for Mile at the Pine.
Well, that's another subject, but yeah, right. Maybe, but a stretching. Anyway, I was talking to her, and I think there was a little tin of trash talking going on.
Oh, really?
Because the Think Urbana had more housing starts in Champaign last month. What?
Wow. Well, good for them.
Look at you. You're not supposed to say that. You're just, oh, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I feel really strongly about is that we sort of sink or swim together. And if Urbana is not doing well and is not strong, what that means is that Champaign chips in more money or ends up, having to be the lead agency on everything because Urbana can't. And we also can't partner on new and innovative things. And so we want them to succeed so that together as an economic engine, we're working well together. So.
Well, that's awesome. And it's very diplomatic and very mature of you, Diana. Diane Marlin was happy, and it's a good thing.
Right.
But, and frankly, with the new Unit 4 tax, I'm not so sure Urbana taxes are higher anymore. Used to be kind of an absolute highest in the county. It's going to be Urbana. I don't know. Unit 4 is going to be exciting, and I'm all for it, but it definitely bumped that. All right, let's talk two things. First, the parking lot loitering thing. The city council said you guys can't come and tailgate on leave all your beer cans. I guess that was a thing.
Mostly like broken glass from bottles.
Oh.
But yeah. It is a thing. And it's really become more of a safety issue downtown. We are trying to be really mindful of preserving this amazing asset that we have. And so as it gets more popular, one of the things we need to do is also grow some inexpensive opportunities for people to have fun. Because people want to be part of what's happening downtown, but not everybody can, afford a fairly expensive meal or alcohol at some of our restaurants. And that's not to say it's overpriced. I think it's, it's great, but we don't have much economic diversity in our option. Mm. And so, we're hopeful that as the plaza gets developed, we will, maybe have some food stalls and vendor opportunities. We've got food trucks, which offer a little bit lower price. But in the meantime, what people were doing is just kind of hanging in our parking lots. And it got to become more of a safety hazard.
Yeah.
And our officers...
Yeah.
We didn't have an ordinance on the books, so they didn't really have a legal way to say, hey, move along. So now we've provided them with the teeth to be able to say, hey, move along.
Makes sense. All right, so Scott Cochran is trying to do what now?
He is redoing basically three buildings, but they're sort of all separated by a firewall. Think like that Chester Street block, kind of, you know, near Manzella's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do commercial and a bar, and then also have some apartments above it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of rehab that whole area. It continues to be part of Midtown downtown. So, and he's also going to have, you know, like an outdoor, there's a little alley over there, and he's going to have outdoor seating and, you know, just kind of revamp that whole thing. So as we continue to grow, you know, space in our downtown at a premium, Midtown is kind of that next phase, and it'll all be connected to campus town.
How does that work with the potential hockey plan, Deb?
Well, so hockey's south of it. So, you know, hockey is, think of all of the, you know, kind of parking lots and industrial and a little bit of commercial. So like Rogards, between like, you know, Rogards and the railroad tracks is, and from the MTD station going south.
Okay.
So it's, hockey will be close, but not right in that area.
Okay.
And forgive me, I'm a South fan for hockey. I'm not.
Yeah, he wants Research Park area.
I don't. I mean, who pays for my parking? If I build a garage, won't that be taxpayers? Or do we know?
We don't know yet. We don't have an ask on the table. And remember, this is, it becomes a public-private. U of I MTD is involved as well, and so there are a lot of moving parts for it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's Josh Whitman's decision, so you need to have him on an arm twist with
all
him.
All right. Well, I'm sure he'll listen to me. All right, but last thing is downtown, does anybody remember, and you're from here, Deb, I mean, but I'm older. Does anybody remember the 1970s in downtown and what that looked like?
Well, I remember the mall that choked Neal Street so that no cars could get through downtown.
I remember the tumbleweeds, and I'm sorry, but I do remember some ladies in high heels. And
yeah.
It was not
right
safe.
In front of the poison apple.
I thought I'd.
Oh.
Now come on. I DJed the poison apple.
There's,
I was
Stevie J with the big apple.
I was there with the big apple.
Oh,
I said Stevie J teen night on the marquee. I was 19.
Yeah.
I thought I made it.
Exactly.
It was unbelievable. I said, if I have an iPhone, I'd have taken the picture. I'm on a marquee.
Yeah.
It's an amazing development of downtown and what has happened there. It is pretty phenomenal, and it is really a thing. And Diane, Marlon and Deb Frank Finan working together here.
Moving and shaking.
I'm telling you, female power, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of fun together. You know, there are times where our roles are such that, you know, we got to look out for our own city, but I think we really, and we do trash talk some. You know, I love to tell her what we're spending on, you know, things and what our
just,
you know, we have $145 million budget, but
just tell her that you're gonna go Shambana and she can be vice mayor. That's what you tell her.
Right.
By the way, Deb, thank you. You were one of the first to text me about my daughter Grace, Miss Ellen.
Yeah. I know.
Thank
so
you.
So exciting.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. That was kind.
So what is her, tell me, you know, just what's she do for this year? Does she travel a lot?
Yeah, she's at the Miss Mississippi in Vicksburg. She was in Atlanta. Now she'll travel mostly in the state. But, you know, if she's Miss America, it's September 9th on ABC, then that obviously takes a different look. That'll be all over the nation. But if she remains Miss Illinois, she'll travel the state. And she has a very, very poignant story about working at a Young Life camp in British Columbia last year. She was the dock manager, and a young lady came out, she's a freshman in high school, and she sat on the dock by herself for hours at a time. So Grace sat by her and learned that it was a very sad story and very low self-esteem and self-worth. Grace said, I want to win so I can sit by everyone who sits alone.
And, oh, my gosh. And, that just gave me chills.
And her platform, and I think we're trying to maybe have her hit every school possible, but her platform is titled You Matter, Supporting Mental Health Education and Treatment in Youth. And wow. She wants to go help and lift people up and inspire. And she's just so humbled and so honored to be given this opportunity. She really is. She's got such a heart. So we're
it's
excited.
Really fun, and it's exciting. I mean, I love to see hometown heroes mm-hmm. succeed. I mean, it helps to put Champaign on the map. It's
right.
exciting for her. And it's all positive stuff. It's fabulous.
Thank you so much again for texting. And I tell people that one moment she's on the stage, the next moment she's in a limousine with a police escort. I said, what just happened?
Right.
And then when we had her on the next morning or 2 days after, I had to clear it
mm-hmm.
because she has people. I mean, publicist, business manager. I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, it's exciting.
Maybe she needs the mayor to travel with her.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, Mayor, keep up your great work. I appreciate the candid conversation, as always.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Deb Frank Finan, the mayor of Champaign. ESPN 93.5. We check your sports headlines coming up.
Hi, it's Stevie J, and boy, do I have a deal for you. Join me as I broadcast live from Value Check. It's a grocery store. 1914 Glen Park Drive, Champaign. Friday, June 22nd from 7 to 9. If you'll come during my broadcast, I'll sell you a gallon of milk for a dime. I'll also do the same for a dozen eggs. Limit 5. So you can come join me Friday, June 22nd, 7 to 9 in the morning, and get 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for $1. Supplies are limited. Value Check, 1914 Glen Park Drive, the morning of June 22nd. I can't do any better than that.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue to bring in new product we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. But we also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy three or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops, it's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and direction.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
All right, here we go. Sports headline.
All right, Yadier homered twice. Yadier Molina, big bats. I'm so glad he's back. I was so nervous a month ago.
He's really one of the best. There's no doubt about it. It wasn't enough, but it was good. He did great.
So, and let's hope the Cardinals can do their business against Milwaukee and do some damage. Right now, Milwaukee and Chicago's Cubs tied at first.
Cub fans are rooting for the Cardinals
the next
4 days.
Phillies on top yesterday, though. 4-3 was the final, and Michael Wacha left with an oblique strain in the fourth inning. Actually, Brandon Morrow had lower back issues for the Chicago Cubs. They've called up Justin Hancock now, so we'll see what happens there. They've got a series starting up against Cincinnati. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. 4-0 winners over the LA Dodgers yesterday. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 12-0. They've got Oakland today. NBA draft, Phoenix Suns with the number one pick.
All right, I played a montage of how different some key Democrats sounded just a few years ago on immigration. It is completely different today. I want to play that again before we leave.
Sounds good.
849.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us at the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I bet you're fantastic. I hear so many good things about you, Elma. In fact, you kind of remind me of an Avenger, like an Avenger.
Oh.
Because you look normal, and then all of a sudden you get this cape on and you go to work.
Well, good. Yeah,
an Avenger.
Like that. Yeah.
She's an Avenger.
There you go. And I feel like because you're on the young side, I think you're one of the youngest law enforcement officials of the month we've had in our studios.
Oh, great.
I feel like the students on the U of I campus could probably relate to you and listen to what you say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice to be seen as, you know, somebody that they can talk to, yeah. Or if they need any assistance, they can reach out.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
The end of June means Tolono Fun Day. A full slate of activities on Saturday, June 30th. In the afternoon, Eastside Park will host helicopter rides. That's where the parade steps off at 11. When the parade wraps up in Westside Park, the kiddie tractor pull gets underway. Barrel train rides, momentum archery tag, full moon petting zoo, and pony rides. Music from the Caleb Cook Band at 2. Champagne Freight at 4:30. Whiskey River starts at 7. The fireworks, bigger than last year. June 30th after 9:20. More details, Tolono Fun Day on Facebook.
James 5:16 states, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. It's important to not only have faith, but also to do things God wants you to do. Pray for God to reveal your purpose in this life and then share that and your faith with someone. You'll not only change your life, but theirs. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Had a Democratic strategist on earlier, and we had a discussion about, you know, immigration, and nobody felt comfortable when children are being separated from their parents. So that got changed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Fact of the matter is there's really no system immigration policy. We cannot figure it out in Washington. You just can't get to 60 in the Senate side. But the way that things have changed, I mean, I agree with every one of the Democrats you're about to hear. I agree with all of them. But they all change. They all sound like they make sense. You're going to hear Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
You know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more. If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
Not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders.
Wow. What happened?
Right.
I agree with every one of those Democrats. They all changed on me.
Wild to hear that montage.
Oh, boy. All right. It's a real failure of the system to not have a... And again, I think most people would say, sure, you ought to have a system of helping people seeking asylum, running away from danger, but ensuring that's who they are, and have a check and balance of who's coming into your country.
Mm-hmm.
Every other nation does.
That's right.
We'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be at Value Check,
yes,
7 to 9, for the milk and the eggs, 10 cents each. Hope to see you there.
That's right.
Live from Value Check. I'll talk to you there, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Talk to you from Value Check for very, very inexpensive milk and eggs in the morning. Have a great Thursday. Jeremy Warner is next.
I wanted braces because it would make my smile look better and I would have more confidence to talk to people.
I am a happy person, so I'm always smiling. I noticed over the years that my teeth were shifting, making me feel self-conscious every time I smile.
You can have that great smile and self-confidence you're looking for with orthodontic treatment at Double Eye Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they take pride in happy, healthy smiles. Their customized treatments can give you a perfect smile at any age. Whether you're looking for traditional braces or Invisalign, their state-of-the-art technology ensures the most accurate fit for the quickest results. This summer at Double Eye Smiles Dental Care in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul, they're offering no money down on traditional braces. Both offices do accept the medical card for orthodontic services through the age of 18. Schedule a free consultation today by calling Double Eye Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335 or find them online at IlliniSmilesDental.com or by calling Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or find them online at AngelSmilesDentalCenter.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they're ready to give you your best smile.
Previously on Paying Carp,
Francis Okoro's not coming to Illinois. What really drives me nuts is that how does he not look at this team right now and understand that from day one that he is the starting big man for Illinois for as long as he wants to play? I mean, he would be your starting center, and yet he decided to go to Oregon, and I'm not mad at the kid. It just stinks for Illinois because that is the exact position of need.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When thinking about your past blunders, here's great advice. Let your past make you better, not bitter. Reviewing the past is not a bad idea if the goal is to learn from it and not repeat the same mistake. But being chained by the past is harmful. We don't get rid of yesterday by talking about it all the time. We get rid of its effect on us by learning from it and moving forward. When the past becomes the present, we lose the future. Today is a fresh opportunity. Your past has given you the strength and wisdom you have today, so celebrate it and don't let it haunt you. Sometimes life does not turn the way you expected or hoped. That doesn't mean you can't be happy. If you don't limit yourself to your first version of your life, there's always a bright future ahead. The past is behind. Learn from it. The future is ahead. Prepare for it. The present is here. Live it and enjoy it. Let your past make you better, not bitter. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX Man.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at three for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, three for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a three-pack of Peak microfiber cloths is just $1.99. But they're not just inexpensive, they're innovative. After all, they clean and dry and polish and support our troops. Because for every purchase of Peak microfiber cloths for $1.99, we'll make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. That's no average cloth. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Elk
Alto Vineyards has long been a leader in the Illinois wine industry, and this year they're celebrating their 30th anniversary with a number of events, including Wine Down Sundays, Music Among the Vines, and more. Stop by Alto Vineyards each weekend throughout the spring and summer and indulge in Illinois wines, premium beers, soft drinks, and light food items, all while experiencing the best local musicians in central Illinois. For more details, visit AltoVineyards.net or call 356-4784.
This Saturday at Alto Vineyards Music Among the Vines, get ready for local favorites Keith and Kathy Harden. It's Keith and Kathy Harden, live 7:30 this Saturday at Alto Vineyards Music Among the Vines. Then be back on Sundays for Wind Down Sundays. Live music, rain or shine, from 2 to 4 p.m. with the sounds of Katie Flynn. Music Among the Vines.